It's 2008, and the world is beginning to take notice. Facebook, which had started as a Harvard trial, has grown into a major social platform in the United States. Millions of druggies are logging in Diurnal, participating updates, prints, and connections. Yet for Mark Zuckerberg, domestic success is only the morning, the real challenge and the real occasion. Falsehoods and expansion taking Facebook beyond the borders of American universities and into the global request. The move to transnational growth is and simple. Each country presents unique, specialized, artistic, and non-supervisory challenges. Mark understands that spanning Facebook encyclopedically requires further than simply rephrasing the interface into different languages. It demands a deep understanding of mortal jest, artistic morals, and the ways people interact online. He begins assembling a platoon devoted to internationalization, hiring masterminds, translators, and product directors who can anticipate the requirements of druggies around the world. During this period, Mark also learns to navigate the complications of running a much larger association. The company has grown beyond a small, tight-knit platoon. Departments, processes, and reporting structures are introduced, and Mark must balance hands on involvement with delegation. He's still deeply involved in product opinions, rendering, and point planning, but decreasingly, he must also suppose strategically about operation, growth, and long-term vision. One of the defining moments of this period is the preface of the Facebook platform in 2007, just prior to full-scale transnational expansion. This action allows external inventors to produce operations that integrate with Facebook, effectively turn the platform into a software ecosystem. The decision is revolutionary rather of limiting Facebook to features erected in-house. Mark opens a network to third-party invention. Games, serviceability, and social tools submerge the platform, dramatically adding engagement and solidifying Facebook's part as the mecca of online social commerce. Global growth accelerates. Countries across Europe, Asia, and South America begin to borrow Facebook. The interface is localized, waiters are optimized for speed and trustability, and stoner accession juggernauts target different demographics. Each expansion offers assignments in network goods as further people join. The value of the platform increases exponentially. Mark watches precisely, assaying stoner jest, engagement criteria, and feedback. Replication remains central to his approach. Features are tested, ameliorated, engaged fleetly to meet the demands of a growing followership. The time 2008 also marks a period of technological invention and mobile adaption. The rise of smartphones presents both an occasion and a challenge. Mark recognizes beforehand that mobile connectivity will review how druggies interact with social networks. Facebook begins developing mobile operations and optimizing its platform for a range of bias. This foresight ensures that the company remains ahead of challengers and positions it to dominate the coming period of digital social commerce. Leadership challenges continue to crop. With growth comes competition, review, and increased scrutiny. Mark must navigate complex opinions around sequestration, stoner data, and the ethical counter-accusations of a network that's expanding encyclopedically. Difficulties arise, from sequestration enterprises to content temperance challenges. Each incident forces him to suppose not just as a programmer or author, but as a CEO responsible for a platform with enormous social influence. Despite these pressures, Mark remains deeply invested in product development. He's famously hands-on, reviewing law, furnishing feedback, and impacting design opinions. His gospel is clear: the product must always come first. Growth investors' immediate attention are secondary to creating a flawless, engaging, and meaningful experience for druggies. This focus drives both invention and quality, and it becomes a hallmark of his leadership style. During this period, Mark also begins to upgrade Facebook's monetization strategy. The preface of targeted advertising allows the company to induce profit without significantly dismembering the stoner experience. This balancing act, generating income while maintaining engagement, is critical to sustaining long-term growth. Mark's approach demonstrates a nuanced understanding of both technology and business strategy, combining specialized sapience with request mindfulness. By 2010, Facebook is no longer a platform confined to universities or a single country. It boasts hundreds of millions of druggies worldwide, a robust suite of features, and a growing ecosystem of inventors. the company has expanded its services, signed Top Gift encyclopedically, and established itself as a dominant player in the tech assiduity. Mark, still in his 20s, has transitioned from a fabulous programmer to a visionary CEO, able of managing both specialized complexity and organizational growth on a global scale. The challenges of global expansion also educate Mark the significance of foresight and rigidity. Each request has unique artistic prospects, non-supervisory surroundings, and stoner jest patterns. Opinions about product design, content temperance, and stoner engagement must be informed by both data and suspicion. Mark's capability to synthesize these factors, anticipate trends, and reiterate fleetly ensures that Facebook not only grows, but thrives in different surroundings. By the end of this period, Facebook has forcefully established itself as a leading social network worldwide. Mark Zuckerberg's vision of connecting people across borders, societies, and communities is getting reality. Yet the path ahead is far from smooth. The platform scale brings new challenges in sequestration, ethics, competition, and social influence, challenges that will define the coming phase of Mark's leadership and Facebook's elaboration. Occasion 3. Part 1 closes with Mark standing at the helm of a global platform. From a curious teenager rendering in Dobbs Ferry to a visionary leader shaping digital society, his trip reflects grim focus, specialized brilliance, and an unyielding ambition to connect the world. The foundation is set, the structure is robust, and the followership is global. What comes next will test the limits of technology, leadership, and the social responsibility of one of the most influential platforms in history. By 2011, Facebook had forcefully established itself as the leading social network in the world. What began as a dorm room design was now a global platform, boasting hundreds of millions of active druggies. Yet for Mark Zuckerberg, this was just a morning. He understood that dominance in social networking needed constant invention, not complacency. Recession was the adversary, and the world of technology moves too snappily to pause. A major focus during this period was mobile. The rise of smartphones had unnaturally changed how people penetrated information. Facebook druggies were decreasingly logging in from iPhones, Android bias, and tablets. Mark forefelt a shift before numerous challengers did, emphasizing mobile app development and responsive design. Masterminds worked lifelessly to produce a flawless experience across platforms. Every valve swiped, an announcement was precisely considered. This foresight would prove critical, situating Facebook as a central mecca of social commerce in the mobile period. Another strategic focus was accessions. Mark honored that growth wasn't solely about erecting in-house features. Occasionally, the stylish path was to acquire promising platforms. In 2012, Facebook acquired Instagram, a rising print participating app, for roughly $1 billion. Critics questioned the price, but Mark saw the eventuality for Instagram to capture a youngish, mobile-first followership while completing Facebook's core emulations. The move proved transformative, creating a multi-platform ecosystem that allowed Facebook to dominate visual content and social engagement. Around the same time, Facebook bought WhatsApp, the encyclopedically popular messaging app. The accession reflected Mark's understanding of shifting communication patterns. Druggies decreasingly sought private, real-time messaging alongside public social networks. By integrating WhatsApp into the broader portfolio, Mark assured that Facebook could maintain applicability across different modes of digital commerce, from news feeds to private exchanges. Internally, the company culture continued to evolve. Mark maintained the morality of speed, invention, and trial. Indeed, as the association grew into thousands of workers, brigades were encouraged to reiterate fleetly, test new ideas, and concentrate relentlessly on the stoner experience. Despite the size of the company, Mark's hands on approach persisted. He reviewed designs, examined law, and tete-a-tete counted major opinions, icing that the company stayed aligned with his vision. Leadership challenges also boosted. As Facebook became a major global pot, scrutiny increased. Sequestration issues, stoner data running, and non-supervisory compliance came central enterprises. Mark faced growing review, particularly from governments and media outlets, regarding how Facebook managed particular information. These difficulties forced him to balance invention with responsibility, navigating ethical, specialized, and public relations challenges contemporaneously. Technological invention remained a constant focus. Features similar as timeline, live video, and advanced announcement targeting were developed during this period. The news feed evolved to include richer multimedia, algorithms optimized for engagement, and substantiated content delivery. Facebook came further than a social network. It was a platform able of impacting culture, communication, and indeed political converse. Mark's opinions were decreasingly consequential on a global scale, shaping the experience of billions of druggies. Despite the pressures, Mark's vision remained clear: connect the world. He invested in enterprise aimed at adding internet access encyclopedically, including the internet or design, which sought to give affordable connectivity in underserved regions. These sweats reflected his belief that social networks could be tools for commission, education, and addition. Mark's leadership was no longer limited to managing a company. He was impacting how the world communicates, learns, and shares. Financially, the company continued its upward line. Facebook went public in 2012, one of the largest tech IPOs in history. The event was both a confirmation and a challenge. Investors scanned growth criteria, monetization strategies, and long-term viability. Mark's focus still remained on product development and stoner experience, believing that a strong, engaged platform would eventually ensure fiscal success. By 2015, Facebook had come a multi-platform ecosystem. Druggies engage across web, mobile, Instagram, WhatsApp, and third-party operations erected on the Facebook platform. The company had evolved from a simple social network into a complex digital ecosystem connecting billions of people. Mark's leadership vision and grim focus on stoner experience were central to this metamorphosis. He hadn't only gauged a platform encyclopedically, but also assured that it could acclimatize to changing technologies and communication patterns. Occasion 3, Part 2 closes with Mark reflecting on the scale of what he'd erected. The platform he created was no longer just a tool for scholars to connect. It was an artistic force, a business conglomerate, and a technological phenomenon. He faced unknown responsibility, but also unequaled occasion. The foundations of the coming decade of Facebook, invention, accession, and global connectivity were forcefully in place. The stage was set for the coming chapter, one that would include political scrutiny, social impact, and the coming surge of technological elaboration. By 2016, Facebook had become a central part of global communication, impacting billions of druggies daily. The platform was no longer simply a social network. It was an artistic, political, and technological force. Mark Zuckerberg, still in his 30s, now faced challenges far beyond rendering or product design. Opinions he made could impact choices, shape public opinion, and affect societies around the world. The period demanded not just specialized genius, but moral clarity, strategic foresight, and adaptability under unknown scrutiny. This period was marked by rapid-fire growth in influence and visibility. Facebook had acquired Instagram and WhatsApp, solidifying its dominance in both public social networking and private messaging. The platform had also expanded into virtual reality with Oculus, motioning a mean ability to invest in arising technologies and new ways of connecting people. Mark's vision had progressed. Connectivity was no longer just online commerce, but immersive digital jests that could review mortal engagement. Yet, with influence came violent scrutiny. Facebook faced review over sequestration, data security, and the use of stoner information. Difficulties, including the Cambridge Analytica approach, exposed vulnerabilities in the platform's running of particular data and touched off global exchanges about ethics, translucency, and responsibility. For Mark, these heads were defining moments. He was forced to navigate non-supervisory pressure, media scrutiny, and public review, learning that leadership at this scale needed not only specialized and business wit, but also the capability to respond courteously to societal enterprises. Political influence came another necessary dimension of Facebook's operations. The platform was used to organize demurs, juggernauts, and indeed misinformation, occasionally unintentionally amplifying divisions. Mark honored the binary nature of connectivity. The same systems that empower people can also be misused. He began investing heavily in AI temperance, fact-checking programs, and hookups with governments to alleviate dangerous content. These opinions were complex, balancing free expression with safety, growth with responsibility, a challenge many tech leaders had faced at this scale. Despite these challenges, invention remained central. Facebook launched enterprise like Facebook Live, Marketplace, and Workplace, diversifying a platform's use cases. The platoon experimented with Stoke Reality, virtual reality, and immersive jest through Oculus and Spark AR. Mark's ambition expanded connectivity wasn't just about linking people. It was about creating new confines of mortal commerce. The root of the metaverse, a vision of a completely immersive digital macrocosm, began taking shape during this period. Mark also concentrated on commercial culture and long-term strategy. Facebook grew into a global association with knockouts of thousands of workers, demanding a shift from hands on rendering to administrative leadership. Mark emphasized invention, ethical responsibility, and charge-driven growth. He constantly engaged with masterminds, contrivers, and directors, icing alignment with the company's vision while delegating functional liabilities. Leadership at the scale needed balancing day-to-day operation with long-term strategic thinking. Financially, Facebook remained strong. Advertising profit continued to grow, driven by sophisticated targeting and global reach. Stoner engagement remained high, indeed as the platform faced challenges from challengers like Snapchat, TikTok, and rising messaging apps. Mark demonstrated a keen capability to anticipate trends and pivot strategically, situating Facebook to maintain applicability in a fleetly evolving digital geography. By 2019, Mark's vision was easily shifting toward the metaverse, a completely immersive, connected digital macrocosm where people could fraternize, work, and play. Investments in VR, AR, and AI technologies laid the foundation for this ambitious bid. Mark framed the metaverse as a coming frontier connectivity, one that could review social commerce, commerce, and entertainment. It represented both the capstone of his decades-long trip in social networking and the morning of a new chapter in digital invention. Still, the period also underlined the complexity of running a platform of similar magnitude. Regulatory pressure increased encyclopedically, from Europe's GDPR sequestration regulations to U.S. congressional inquiries. Ethical dilemmas came routine, balancing growth with responsibility, invention with safety, and profit with societal impact. Mark's leadership was tested daily, taking not only specialized sapience, but judgment, tactfulness, and adaptability. Occasion 3. Part 3 closes with Mark at a crossroads. Facebook had achieved global dominance, reshaped social commerce, and told societies worldwide. Yet the coming challenge was abstract, technological, and visionary, erecting the metaverse while navigating scrutiny, responsibility, and the prospects of billions. From a curious teenager rendering in Dobbs Ferry to a global tech leader shaping the digital world, Mark Zuckerberg's trip had evolved into one of unknown influence and enduring ambition.